I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Oh, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot Lady Cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, reliable, trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Thank you, Doc. I'm excited again. I mean, we got a testimony, and we're in a pledge drive.
We're in a pledge drive. Matter of fact, I want people to start calling right now. Please don't give me heartaches like you did last week. Although we end up exceeding our goal, but you had me sweating there. So we want you to call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Or if you need, go to the internet, www.wpfwfm.org and go to the pledge, and you know, let's hit it hard. Y'all need a double, since you gave me such a hard time last week. You need to double up my goal for the day. At any rate, you know, we recognize that while lifestyle changes, that is diet, exercise, fasting, other forms of lifestyle change can be very beneficial, but they also can be very challenging. And so today I've brought three individuals that I'm currently working with that are just smashing it out the park. And I've asked them to share a bit of their journey. We have Patricia, Arthur, better known as Squeaky, and Roy to share with you. And so I'm going to ask that each of them would briefly sort of introduce themselves and tell what condition or conditions they are motivated them to get on this program. We'll start with ladies first. Patricia, welcome.
Well, hello, everyone. As you know, my name is Patricia.
Hello.
I am an attorney in the area, and I've practiced for a number of years. When I had my physical exam this year, I learned that my blood pressure was very high, stroke level. And immediately, my doctor wanted to put me on a pill. And he was very alarmed. And he said, I want you to lose 25 pounds, because he knew I was not going to go on the pill. And he was so alarmed, he kept calling to tell me to do that. And I chose to call Dr. Watkins and set up an appointment because I was not going on a pill. So that was the condition. My blood pressure was exceptionally high.
All right. All right. Squeaky, what about yourself?
I'm Arthur Squeaky Kirk, as Dr. Watkins said. And the condition that I was being treated for was like I had high blood pressure, diabetes. Always had like a lot of swelling in my legs and like, oh, really, like oh, my whole body and stuff. I had doctors tell me that I need a hip replacement, back surgery, shoulder surgeries and stuff like that. It's a lot of things that I had a lot of ailments and also sleep apnea. So I had a lot of things going on right now that I had going on at one time and I was obese. I'm still a big guy, but I mean, I lost a lot. I came down a lot in like the last, like maybe like 2 years or so. So, and I'm steady coming down. So like, it seemed like it's starting to come faster now since I've like been concentrating on like better eating habits. And I've really been hitting the gym like 5 or 6 times a week. You know, sometimes 2 times a day. So that's what's been better for me.
And Roy.
Yes. My name is Roy Patton. And I started having high blood pressure issues last July. And so I had to go to the emergency room because my pressure was 217 over 117. Mm-hmm. And, but I was thinking about Dr. Watkins. But in the meantime, they put me on medication, hydralazine, 50 milligrams twice a day, and valsartan, 160 milligrams today. And so I started in the program with Dr. Watkins. I actually got started, I saw him on March 6th of this year, and then I started the program March 9th, which was on a Sunday. And now I am not taking no hydralazine and I'm not taking no valsartan. I've been off those medications over a month now and I'm doing so well. He had me walking an hour and a half or more a day. And of course I got on the rice grain diet because I was suffering with high blood pressure and kidney failure. I was in stage 3 of kidney failure. So, but I have lost. I was 192, but I'm down to like 127.
Wow.
Yeah, so I feel amazing.
So, some of you have said how long you've been on the program. Squeak, we started this program, what, about a year ago?
Yes. Yeah, we started like a year ago. But you remember, I wasn't like really serious about it. Okay. I wasn't really focused. I think I really just got focused, like far as like with the eating and stuff. You made me slow down a lot, like really like a year ago, like when we really started the program, because I was like really just out of control, you know. But I could say like the last 3 months or so, like really, like I really been like focused on like what goes inside of me and you know, how I'm eating and portions or whatever like that. So it's like a lot of things have changed like in the last 3 months or so, like really, like for me, when it came down to like the eating part. I was always going to the gym, but I wasn't doing it the way I'm doing it now. You know, like a lot of things I'm able to do now, like it's like I wasn't able to do when I was 20 years old. You know what I mean? Like lifting wise and working out and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm able to do a lot of things in there right now. And it's like, I'm not burnt out. I'm not tired. Like, you know, something I work 12 hours in my job and come home and go take care of those things. Like I'll be bored. And like my whole mentality changed if I don't make it there sometimes, you know?
So, What kind, you say you lost some weight. What other kind of changes have you noticed?
Well, you know, when I was over like probably like about four, I think my highest was about 438.
at one time.
So I just last week when I went to the doctor, this first time I've been under 300 pounds in like probably over like 10 years.
All right.
So I'm like, when they weighed me the other day, I was at 298, I think 298 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And see, I'm a big guy, but I'm like not like a real flabby type person. But I mean, at the same token, I do a lot of lifting, like burnout. I'm like burning myself, always like burning and nice moderate weight or whatever. I focus on like the reps and not like how much I'm lifting all the time. So, like I said, I was told I need a hip arm surgery, shoulder surgery, back surgery. I fixed all that in the gym.
All right, all right. And
you remember when you met me, I was walking with a limp, remember?
Yeah.
I was walking with a limp. That's when I was probably at my heaviest. That day when I first met you, when Dr. Cheatham brought you down there, that day is the day that I was on my way to the doctor's. And you asked me, you said, if you don't mind me asking, what you going to the doctor for? And I told you that was the day that they was going to decide about putting me on metformin, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And you was like, you looked at Dr. Cheatham, you say, Wayman ain't tell you? And I was like, Wayman ain't tell me what? He had been down there with 6 months at that time. He had planting flowers with him. You say, Wayman, top five in the country, diabetes. I said, he ain't never tell me that. You know what I mean? I'm walking around limping, can't walk, can't breathe, couldn't do nothing. And then he was like, that's what he told me. He said, I'm not going to override your doctor. Go see your doctor. Just come back and show me the paperwork where they give you. I'll look at the numbers and I'll tell you some things that you start doing.
All right. And you did it. You did it. Patricia, how long have you been on the program and what changes have you noticed?
Well, I believe the first time that I came in the office for me was on April 15th. And at that time, you took my blood pressure, and I believe it was 190, and you were very concerned as well. And so immediately you gave me the program, the protocol, my diet, losing, you said 35 pounds. I was shocked. I didn't look like I needed to lose 35 pounds. I still don't think I do. However, I am losing the weight. So for me, I've noticed my blood pressure dropped in 10 days. It dropped immediately. I was no longer in the 170s or anything like that. Actually, I pulled it for this call and I started 145, it dropped 136, 129. That was 10 days after I changed my diet because my exercise was always pretty good, but I wasn't eating right. And so now I think it's 4 weeks tomorrow, I've lost 12 pounds. And my blood pressure is just, you said, excellent. So
what was your lowest blood pressure today?
The lowest today was 117, 79, 60. Wow. Right. And people should know also that breathing, when we have high blood pressure, sometimes it's stress. Mm-hmm. And the breathing prescription that you gave is very instrumental, because when things happen beyond your control, your defense can be breathing. Just take it in and let it out. And so that works for me as well. So I'm noticed the weight loss, and of course the numbers are great right now. And I believe they will continue to be.
So Roy.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing this program?
Since March 9th.
And your lowest blood pressure today was what?
I was, 117 over 73 or 74, and my heart rate was like 81, something like that.
Okay. And how much have you walked today, Roy?
I have walked a little over an hour and a half today.
Yes. Now, what you didn't say, you said you had some third stage three kidney failure, I believe it was 3B kidney failure. You had hypertension.
Yes.
But you also have, are blind, legally blind, correct?
Yes, I have retinitis pigmentosa. It's a hereditary
pigmentosa.
Yeah.
And you've been blind for how long?
Well, they found out we was going to be this way when I was 8 years old, but I used to have 20/20. And so I have, we got it from my mama. So I have two brothers and my grandson, and my daughter has a touch of that. She's a carrier. So her son, her youngest son, has it.
But you're walking an hour and a half?
Yes.
I remember the other day I asked you, were you walking on a treadmill? And you said no. And so I said, now, so where you walking? And you said, in the house. And I said, but aren't you blind? And you remember what you said to me?
I said, I've been in this house since 99, but I have everything memorized. I know where everything is at. So yeah, I go flying through here, and my son, he'd come home from out of town. He said, okay, Speedy. So I just be flying through here like a speed racing car, you know? And he said, Dad, I don't know how you do it, but I know where everything is at.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the things you said. I haven't always been blind.
Yeah.
And I know my house. And so an hour and a half. What's the most you walked in one day? You remember? Since you've been
about 2.5 hours.
About 2.5 hours.
Wow. Yeah, I try to at least get over 2 hours a day. Like you told me to break them up in half. You can do it like half an hour, but a lot of times I like to do an hour, then do the other like half an hour, another half an hour like that.
Yeah, you can mix it up.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. You know, it's amazing. Now, Squeaky, one of your main concerns was diabetes. Do you remember what your hemoglobin A1C was?
The last two times it was checked. One time it, a couple months ago, it was 5.5, which was the lowest that it had been in years. And then the last time we checked it, which was a couple weeks ago, was 5.2.
And when you started out, what was it?
I probably was over 9, something like that. I think when I started, I was over 9. I was up in the 9s. I was crazy. It was crazy. I think I was begging for like a 7 or something like that, you know, at one time.
Yeah,
I can honestly say that. Like, I think when you kept telling us about the beans and stuff like that, I kept saying to myself, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do all that, right? But then I got to thinking, I was like, all right, so my wife, she like really the one that started forcing the beans on. She, one day she just came home and started doing it. And we did it, and it wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, and then I had the biggest test of my life one time, because 2 days into starting the beans, I had to leave the courthouse one time up there by a wall bed. So I said, I don't have nothing to eat to work tonight. And I said, I need to get me some greens. I want to get me a salad or something like that from the store. So I stopped by, what's that, Kimmy's restaurant. And I called myself going there to get some greens and maybe like a fruit salad or something so I could just hurry up and go to work, stop by the way and go to work. I went there. They must have had every kind of meat you could think of in the world in there. It was like they had smothered pork chops, they had gravy on this and great turkey. It was everything. It was like 18 different meats in there. And I'm in there, the line long as I don't know what. So I'm trying to, hurry up and find something that I can eat and get out of there, because I'm only 2 days into not eating meat at this time. And I just ran around. I got me like a bowl of spinach. I got some black eyed peas and I got a fruit salad and I got up out of there. And I'm telling you, everything, the crazy thing is, ever since that day, I haven't craved no meat. Ever since that day, I've been done. I mean, I hadn't had it before, but it's like, I just don't even crave like a chicken wing. And that was my thing. I used to always come home from Rural Farm. I passed 3 or 4 Rural Farms. And I would bring bags of chicken home so she wouldn't have to cook and all that. But when she got on board and just started cooking other stuff, I was like, all right, I ain't got to go to Rural Farm, McDonald's, none of that. I haven't been in none of those stores in months.
And one of the things that I mentioned to you was that you told me that not only were you doing it, but your whole family, even your children.
Yeah, everybody doing it. The kids, too. I don't think the kids have stayed like 100%, you know, because they go to school.
Uh-huh.
So I always, me and my wife pick with them, tell them, we know y'all cheating in school or something like that. But the whole thing is like, but they are trying, you know what I mean? For them to be kids, yes, they, yes. I can say they are trying on the for real. Like, you know, they'll eat salads, they'll eat beans. They're not craving like a whole bunch of stuff that they used to. Like every time I left the house, could you stop by McDonald's and bring us something? Or can you do this, do that? It was always something crazy. So I don't expect them to be 1,000% with what we're doing, but they are trying. They are a lot better than what they were. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sister Katia?
Yes, indeed. I'm right here. How are you?
I'm extremely excited with these young folk just knocking the ball out the park.
Yes,
now,
I'm
we need
it.
We need to knock some... ball out the park.
Exactly. The goal needs to match the work of these young people on their health. There are extraordinary stories that are being shared, and it just shows you mind over matter, you know, and how making, in some instances, very minimal lifestyle changes can make a world of difference to your health. And it's lovely to hear the testimonials. So thank you for all those people joining and bringing these stories forth, Dr. Watkins, and doing the good work to help them make these changes. And you're right. We need to match that energy by making the goal of $750 today. The number to call is 800-222-9739. Or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. We're talking to you right now, just like we have these new folks who are making testimonials for the first time on WPFW. We have listeners out there who are new, meaning that they might have been listening for a while. You're a new listener until you become a member, and then you cross the burning sands and you become a member of WPFW. So if you're someone that's been listening for a minute out there, you are becoming inspired and enlightened and learning and wanting to go down the rabbit hole and do the research on how you can improve your health through the diet, you know, through the mindset, your mental health, through movement, then we're asking you, and you listen to Dr. Watkins religiously, weekly, then we're asking you to take a moment and support that which supports you in the form of Dr. Watkins' show to your health. The number to call is 800-222-9739. We want someone to get us started today, and then just let's keep the ball rolling. $750 to go. If you're new and you have not heard this before, we have something called a sustaining membership where you can pledge an amount. Let's say you want to pledge $200. You can break that $200 up over a year's time, 6 months' time, whatever works for you. And we will be credited the entire $200 this afternoon. So again, we must in these times support that would support you. You know this information you're hearing today from Dr. Watkins. And frankly, every week would not be information. Of course, the footprint of a free and independent media is shrinking rapidly by the day. By the day. So one way you can be in solidarity and resist and take care of your health and ensure you get the information you need to make these kind of lifestyle changes that you hear being made today is by calling 800-222-9739, preserving WPFW, preserving the space on Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. for Dr. Watkins with To Your Health, 750 to go, 800-222-9739, or again online at WPFWFM.org.
And we want to also note that there are people who've been listening to the program over the years and have gotten results as a result of the program. We need you too to call and to support the program. But certainly we want new listeners to call. But some of y'all been hanging in here for a long time. Yes. Have made some significant changes, and we want your support. We appreciate it. You know, there's a question that I often ask myself, and that is, why would a person refuse to make lifestyle changes when they know that these changes can improve their condition or their help to reverse their illness and even save their lives? Now, it's obvious that each of our guests today have been willing to make some of those changes. And so I want to know what motivated you and continues to motivate you to do what you are doing. Roy, we'll start with you.
Okay. What motivated me when they told me I had high blood pressure and I had, you know, kidney disease, and my background is health. And but I kept thinking about that dialysis machine. And I did not want to get on that dialysis machine because I have been around it. You know, I've been on Metro Access and people on the Metro Access, they get sick and, you know, and regurgitating and stuff like that. And I say, I don't want that to be me.
All right. That's good motivation. Squeaky, what motivated you?
I think I got tired of being in pain and just being like, I wasn't always like this. I was always a guy that, like, you know, like was pretty, I was family fit, you know what I mean? Where I could basically do a lot of things. I got tired of going on vacation with my wife. One time we spent a vacation, I was just miserable. I mean, had doctors coming to the room, giving me shots in my back and stuff. I couldn't walk. We're going around on golf carts and all that kind of crap. Like, it was just a miserable time. And then, like, I was always buying bigger and bigger clothes. Now she's fussing at me now. She said, oh, my clothes too big. Time to get rid of that stuff. You keep wearing these big baggy clothes and all that stuff. So everything in reverse now. You know what I mean? So now she was fussing at about the big clothes. Now she's fussing at about the clothes too big. You know what I mean? So yeah, everything is in reverse. I even picked up a belt the other day that I bought. I forgot that I bought the belt. I thought it was my son belt. Because I've been looking for my, I'm up in the room fussing. I'm like, this ain't the belt, such and such. She's like, that's the belt on the door. I'm like, that's not the belt. Because that belt, like, I had to punch like 3-4 holes in that belt, like, just even wear it. So I wound up, so I remember I went and bought a belt, but I hung it downstairs on the banister, right? So I went and got that belt. I said, that can't be the belt. I put the belt on. I'm like, I'm about almost ready to punch a hole in that one. And I just bought that belt like 2 weeks ago.
All right, now. That's fantastic. And Patricia, what about yourself? What motivated you?
I absolutely did not want to go on medication. I don't believe that the pills are the solution because they have side effects. And I wanted to be healthy without taking a pill. My friends take pills. They are subdued. I didn't want to be like that. My grandmother lived to be 105. She wasn't on the pills. Wow. I want to be like my grandmother.
All right, now.
Amen.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. So, how difficult has it been to stick to the program? Patricia, and what would you say your biggest challenge has been since being on the program?
My biggest challenge is getting my rest. I know that rest is so important, and they say, what, 7 hours, 8 hours? And I wasn't doing that because at night I would read. And so, you know, with computers, phones, everything, books. So now I just turn it off. The rest of it is, to me, the diet is a challenge to an extent that it's consistent. There's no, well, I'm getting used to varieties now. I've added in some things, but that was challenging. And just, I guess the rest of it to me, it's a piece of cake. I can do the rest of it. It was the rest. I had to go to bed at night.
All right. All right. And as you go to bed at night, do you feel yourself more energized in the morning?
I told you, Dr. Watkins, that going to bed at night was not the only problem. My husband snored, remember?
Uh-huh.
And so now he doesn't because of the supplement that he's taking. So now, yes, absolutely. Now I'm getting my rest and it is, a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those herbs work.
They work immediately and he knows it. So it's helped him with his little allergies. And so we're both grateful.
All right. All right. Squeaky, what's been your biggest challenge?
I think my biggest challenge has been, I would say my biggest challenge has been trying to figure out, like, you know, like when I'm going to go. Like what I'm going to eat, because I'm doing like a lot of salads and stuff like it. It's not that I like I'm worried about like falling off or anything like that, because I got like a lot of reminders around me. Like when I go to work, I see it. I hate to say it, but I'm looking at a bunch of people that's complaining about this and complaining about that. They got a lot of ailments. So, but the first thing they do, they'd be like, you know, what we eating from tonight? And they be trying to figure out what they eat from. It's like Crazy John's. It's like, they never liked the food. I've been there 27 years, and it was like I watched these people order food all the time, and they people never fix the food, right? They always complain about something when they come back, you know? So it's like, I'll just be like, I got me a salad, and I may have some tuna. I'm good. Tuna and crackers and salad, you know, some beans or rice that my wife may have made or something like that. I'm pretty good. You know, I give me a banana. And I'm good. I mean, like, I don't crave it, you know? So my biggest challenge is like just making sure that I got something with me all the time that I'm going to eat, you know, something that so I don't have to go to the store and get nothing. Like if I do, I'm going to get me a salad.
Planning has been very important.
Yeah. That's really important to me, you know? And making time for the gym, making sure that I have, because I don't want to go there when I'm tired. You know what I mean? I always want to go when I got energy. So, you know, that's my biggest challenge, you know, making sure I got time for the gym and making sure that I'm staying on track, eating right. You know, I'm not worried about slipping up or anything. Just I want to make sure that along my pathway to work, you know, that I do know where I'm going to go at and get something from it. I don't want no substitute. I want to make sure I get the right thing and stuff, you know.
You know, it's interesting. Brother Frank wrote in the chat that wellness is progressive and sickness is also. and that's a powerful statement, Brother Frank, because a lot of times we don't feel sick, you know?
Yes.
And the reason is because it's progressive. You know, but if you got to run for that bus,
then you know
that there's something different, you know, and so we need to recognize that wellness is progressive. These young people, even though it hasn't been a long time, I guess I should let them tell us, you know, have you seen progressive improvement? Patricia, you can start.
Progressive? Absolutely. Of that 35 pounds you want me to lose, in these 3+ weeks, I've lost 12.
Yes.
And everybody sees that. The blood pressure, absolutely all the way down. All the way down. I mean, I know how to keep it down. So yes, there's progress, and the progress will definitely continue.
All right, all right. So, Brother Frank, I see something happening on the board. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we have Baldwin to thank from Arlington, Virginia, for his generous contribution. We have $5.50 to go. $5.50 to go. So do it now. Push
That's
the
right.
button now.
Don't procrastinate. You know, like, don't procrastinate with your health. As you hear from these people, take, you know, do what you need to do now. One of the things you need to do for your health, though, is to support Dr. Watkins and this really great conversation and this great work that people are testifying to. And the lifestyle changes are so very simple. And you're just hearing from regular folks, just like you and I, who have done the work. And one of the ways you can ensure that you can do the work is to have Dr. Watkins here with To Your Health. So we have $5.50 to go. That's about, what would you say, Frank, or Dr. Watkins? Well, that's 3 sustaining pledges, and we would be golden. Okay. Mm-hmm. 3 sustaining pledges. You might be a new member. Become a sustainer today. The way you can do that, $5.50 to go, 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. Those are the ways to connect and to support that which is supporting you right now. Dr. Watkins is always here. Tuesdays, Mondays at 2 p.m. He has got your back. Now it's your turn to have his back and be in solidarity with this work. $5.50 to go, you all. We can do it.
Yeah, and what about Cash App and texting?
Oh, absolutely right. Okay, so Cash App is $ WPFWFM. And then text to donate, although these two, let's be clear, don't show up on the board. So we won't see them, but Dr. Watkins will be credited. Whatever amount, you'll be texting WPFW to 801-801.
Thank you.
All right, all right. So, you know, we wanted you to support, because what's happening with these young people can happen with you, you know. And we're gonna keep giving the information, and we brought them on because we wanted you to see the evidence. You know, it's not, you know, just some fairy tale. These are real people with real stories, and they're changing their lives. I told Squeaky, we go to. His community center in Baltimore, the first Saturday of each month. And I told him, the things that you're doing, because your wife, your children are following, you're literally changing generations. And that's what we're doing here on To Your Health. We're not only helping you to make progress, but we also helping your children and your children's children. You ought to see my granddaughter eat broccoli and other vegetables. I mean, and it's because it's a generational thing. And so we want you to really get with it. Now, there are certainly some difficulties with the program. One of the difficulties you all had to face, some of you had to face yesterday, And that's with family.
Yes.
So have you all Squeaky solved that problem. He converted his whole family.
Yeah. And so, my sisters come to the clinics too.
Oh
so
yes. Oh yes.
She's older than me, but my youngest sister, she had called me like immediately, like after the last clinic. And was asking me about like different protein shakes and stuff. Like she's like one of the people, like if she started on something, she'll do it also. So she asked about the beans and stuff. So I told her to contact her and my wife so they can get together and figure out, you know, some recipes about what she could do for us with beans and stuff. Cause she says she wants to lose like 35 pounds. And I'm sure she'll do it. Cause she's one of the people, like if she says she's gonna do something, she's gonna do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that to me that's so exciting because we're spreading the word. You know, you're getting results, but you're helping other people to get results too, have any of you others seen any kind of results with family members or friends as a result of your story?
Well, I must say that my family is a great encouragement to me because they make sure I eat nothing out there that I don't supposed to eat.
All right, now.
So they like to say, my daughter and my son-in-law has really drastically changed his diet. And my daughter's coming along. My wife will hopefully one day be jumping on board with me, but she makes sure. So but that question about the challenge, my biggest challenge when my daughter come in town, my son, or if my wife cooks something like spaghetti and stuff like that, that's one of the biggest challenges because it smells so well, you know, it just smells so good. And or if my wife go to get some fish, and I said, you let me hold it back because I want to sniff it, okay? So, I love to sniff the fish from the carryouts and stuff like that. But that has been my biggest challenge, even though I tease. I said, oh, honey, you going to share some of your corn chips? She said, you will not be getting any. I said, well, you know, I have to say that. That helps me to feel better because I know I can't have it, so... It's a work in progress, but I don't touch anything because they will not. My grandson, he said, oh, Pop, you can't have this. He said, and I will not buy it. So I drink a lot of smoothies like twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the beans and rice. But the biggest challenge was when I got started was the rice diet. You know, I could just eat rice and the oatmeal. But when you can't have that salt in your rice or in your grains, whew, that was the hardest thing. So
yeah,
after
yeah.
I got, yeah, said Dr. Watkins, I said, Dr. Watkins, you know, I'm feeling kind of dizzy now. And he said, what medications you on? I said, well, I'm on hydralazine. And he said, 50 milligrams. I said, yeah, twice a day and Valsartan once a day. He said, we're going to have to start weaning you off the medication. And he did that within like a week's time because I kept feeling off balance. He mm-hmm. said, you're going to have to come up off this medicine. Yeah. He got me off the medication and I've been off since like 4 weeks now. And I feel so much better. I don't have those, the pressure going back up crazy. And he also gave me a supplement. I think it was the Hawthorn bark oil. Hawthorn berry oil. Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to use it yet. And then he gave me some.
Your blood pressure has been so good.
Yeah, because I have the Plavix. I was on Plavix and Aspirin because I do have cardiovascular issues, peripheral artery disease. But all of that is being corrected through a plant-based diet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to reverse all of that.
All of it. And it's so exciting because, you know, these jokers, when they call in the morning, you know, to report, they're laughing, you know. They're laughing as they give me the numbers, you know. When Patricia called me this morning, it was either today or yesterday. She said, "You're gonna be disappointed in me." No, I think it was today. "You're gonna be disappointed," and she started telling me these numbers. I said, "Girl, you ought to be shaming yourself." I mean, you know, the numbers are so good, you know, it's just amazing. Is this something that you would advise family and friends to do?
I'm sorry.
You can go ahead.
Dr. Watkins, you know that I consider myself pretty healthy. The stress factor was the issue for me, and not getting my rest. But I don't eat salt, so I'm already health conscious. So everything we eat is organic. So my entire family has been, I guess, directed to do that by me. And so I have an organic garden. I've already planted my seedling. All right. At the church. So I have 4 plots. So they all get organic foods, the vegetables, the herbs, everything. So for me, I had to give up caffeine. I haven't had any caffeine, no tea. I wasn't a coffee drinker, but I was the green tea drinker every day. I've given that up. So hibiscus, I've been drinking that. Maybe I've only had it once or twice this entire month. So I think for me, the challenge was giving up the fish. So I have done that. And I was a fish eater. I would eat fish 3-4 times a week. So I haven't done that. But the rice, I didn't care for the rice, but I'm eating the rice because I'm motivated and I want to get this behind me. So yes, I'm doing the rice, the tea, and everyone that I know, my friends at the club, my friends in the office, they want to know your name, information, because they know that I'm totally in and they don't want to be left out.
All right.
They are. I know someone, there are two, I think, for sure are going to be calling, but they're all diet conscious. We're all organic. We all know that those things, the preservatives and the dyes, we all know that's not good. So we just, and then we exercise. It's just that we have to do the other things as well. But yes, all my friends are tuned in and my family, I'm getting them away from the grill. They like to grill. If I can keep them off the grill for these holidays coming up, but the rest of it is pretty good.
Dr. Watkins.
Yes.
Look, I have a lot of people that be asking me what I'm doing, like on social media and stuff. So I always post like videos or pictures when I'm working out and stuff like that, right? If you don't mind, I would take a picture of your book. And I think, doesn't have the number on there to reach you at on that? Is that telephone number on that book? The book that you gave me?
Yes.
What I would do is I'll take a picture of it, and you may just start getting a bunch of calls from people or whatever, like it, you know, like, because I know a lot of people in your area that's near your office in the DC area and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, like, if somebody really cares about the health, they may not, you know, like I said, they can come up to the rec once a month, or they can you know, the once a month thing probably will be the first introduction to them. A lot of people going to start coming because they see the results in me, you know. And I try to tell them, like, you know, like, I really don't want to hear. I see a lot of people like taking pictures of themselves in hospital beds, pray for me, and all this stuff like that. Yeah, this acting up, my diabetes acting up, something. I be saying to myself, like, you knew me all these years, and I keep telling you to come down this wreck, and you don't come. So it's like, I'm kind of not wanting to hear will see the picture in the hospital bed right now. You know what I mean? So, like I say, like the introduction to the, I could take a picture of and just say, like, look, you know, you may start getting some strange calls from people saying, like, look, I saw it on social media or whatever like that. I know a guy I've been watching and I've been seeing, because I know a lot of people that keep saying that they're inspired by me, like, saying what I'm doing and stuff. And some of these guys are older than me. I'm looking at them like they physically fit guys when I was a kid. They still look good for their age. But I have one guy, man, I know I looked up to him, and he asked me about the beans and stuff. He said, do they give you gas? I said, nah, not give me gas, because I don't eat pork and beans. We eat different kinds of beans around here. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I haven't had no pork and beans. I don't know if he thought that's the kind of beans I was talking about when I said beans. But, you know, he's a pretty physically fit guy. He's like in the 60s. If you see him, you wouldn't think he got no problem. But obviously he got problems. He lost two of his brothers in the last 5 years, and I thought they were healthy guys.
Yeah, and you know, it's first of all, we need to get some calls in. We're $550 short, and we just got a few minutes to go, so we need to be jacking up this phone. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Let's call quickly and WPFWFM.org. Let's make some pledges. Let's raise this money quickly. We know we can do it. We got to do $500 in 5 minutes, and we can do it. So get on the stick, and let's call right quick. We can't look at a person and tell what's going on. You know, that's why I tell folk, I have no problem with doing labs and tests, you know, because, you know, we don't treat the labs, but they can certainly get our attention, let us know what's going on. You know, hypertension is called the silent killer for a reason, because you don't have any symptoms. You're feeling good, you're looking good, and boom, you're dead. You know, you go to bed and wake up dead, you know, because that's the way these diseases go, and they gradually build up. But you know, while the diseases gradually build up, we need these funds to build up rapidly. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Let's give us a call and let's support this. You need to see yourself being one of my next guests, being on here, sharing with the listening audience what you have accomplished in your lifestyle changes. But if we can't support the program, we can't be on the program. And so we need your help to reach our goal. And you know how I am about reaching my goal. I feel very, very bad when I don't achieve my goal. And so let's do it. Let's do it now. What has been the role of spirituality in your journey? Anyone want to comment on that?
Quickly.
Yeah, we just have a couple minutes. What's the role of spirituality?
1,000%.
1,000%.
I am a believer. I live in, they call me the praying attorney. So at least the president of the company calls me that. So the Lord is in everything. And
yeah.
Dr. Watkins, I've told you time and time again, I feel you're anointed. So you Amen. Have to believe, and you have to praise the Lord for what he does. And he will take care of you. The body is a temple. He gave it to you, and it will, as you say, it will heal itself if you do the right thing. So thank you, Dr. Watkins.
All right, all right. Anonymous, thank you very much for your contribution. $490, let's get it going once, going twice. Let's go. Let's get it quickly. Any other comments?
Well, I would just like to say my spirituality is 1,000%. You know, I have been
with the master since 1979. And of course, Dr. Watkins and I is of the same faith, but I thank God for a man of God like that.
All right. All right.
And I feel the same way. I feel the same way as both of them. So, I mean, that plays a major part in what I do also. So I can agree and attest to that also. I couldn't do it without it.
And what the reason I bring that up is because change can be difficult. But you know, sometimes we're carrying burdens that we don't have to carry. You know, if we take it to the Lord and leave it.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. More than a year and a half into the Israel-Hamas war conflict, today, Hamas handed over the last known living American hostage in Gaza to the Red Cross, a young man named Idan Alexander. The 21-year-old New Jersey native of Israeli descent was serving in the Israeli military near the Gaza border when he was abducted by Hamas on October 7, 2023, 19 months ago. Hamas announced last night its agreement to free Idan Alexander after several days of talks with the United States as part of an effort to reach a ceasefire and resume the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Alexander's family, including his mother Yael, described news of his impending release surrounding Mother's Day as, quote, the greatest gift imaginable. According to officials, 58 hostages remain in Gaza, with at least 20 believed to be alive. Among the deceased hostages are four American citizens of Israeli descent, a husband and wife, and two soldiers. The intense trade war between the United States and China has hit the reset button, as both countries have agreed to reduce the tariffs on each other's goods for 90 days. According to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, the U.S. agreed to drop Trump's 145% tax to 30%, whereas China agreed to lower its tariff rate on U.S. goods from 125% to 10%. These changes will go into effect this Wednesday. Speaking at the White House today, President Trump described this change as the United States having achieved a, quote, total reset in relations with China. He added that he expects to meet soon with China's president and does not expect the tariffs on Chinese imports to return to the 145% tariff level after this 90-day pause. As a result of the trade war pausing, global stocks rose today, returning to levels similar to that of the beginning of this year. Opening statements began today in the federal sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The 55-year-old music and fashion mogul has pled not guilty to charges that include racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Assistant U.S. Attorney Emily Johnson says much of the prosecution's case will focus on two women. One, Cassie Ventura, a singer and former girlfriend of Sean Combs, and two, another victim who was being called Jane during the trial. Johnson said that Combs, quote, used lies, drugs, threats, and violence to force and coerce first Cassie and later Jane to have sex with him in front of male escorts, adding that, quote, these sexual performances lasted multiple days and involved multiple escorts. For the defense, attorney Tenny Garago said in her opening statement that Sean Combs takes full responsibility for acts of domestic violence in this case, which includes a caught-on-camera physical assault on Cassie Ventura, who is expected to testify in the trial. But Garago emphasized that domestic violence, quote, is not sex trafficking, which her client is accused of. In the D.C. area, following a 30-day grace period, today is the first day that drivers will receive a $250 citation if they pass a school bus that's picking up or dropping off students in Fairfax County, Virginia. 50 cameras have been installed on Fairfax County public school buses to identify drivers who do not adhere to the stop arm signals. These signals are extended when a bus stops to warn drivers that children are getting on or off the bus. When the bus comes to a complete stop and the stop arm is deployed, the camera automatically detects vehicles that pass within the enforcement zone, recording video of the vehicle, its license plate, and the extended arm. The images are reviewed by law enforcement before a notice of infraction is issued. In today's weather, it's currently about 78 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. 4W